When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Welcome back to week six of the WNBA season. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, and I will be diving into a Tuesday two-game slate. Right now, it's looking like we're going to have another potential blowout with the Suns facing a team who is not playoff bound, but we're going to be remedied with the Phoenix Mercury playing the New York Liberty in Phoenix, which should be a good one. But before we get into this slate, I want you to know that Sports Ethos has partnered with Bet Online, which is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spread while these games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or a game of poker. Or you can unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Now, the last time I was on the pod, it was Saturday. We had a two-game slate that did not go our way. We started off the slate with the Suns playing the Wings, and I was saying McCown is going to be under points, rebounds. She's going to be under everything, and we were looking great for the first half, but she ended up having a second half surge for her to go over her points and rebounds line, so we got an ets on that. The second prop I was high on was Breonna Stewart facing the Las Vegas Aces. I said if her points, rebounds, and assists was up to 35 to play the over on that. And sadly, that did not hit. But the game was actually worth a watch since Jonquil Jones basically showed us why she won an MVP award and wasn't a commercial with Boban before. On the final prop, I had Kelsey Plum going over 20 points. Her prop line came in at around 17.5, and we ended up avoiding getting a perfect reverse sweep because Plum was able to cash in. So sadly, we did not profit on the Saturday slate. But as always, we have a new day, a new slate, and a chance to bounce back to day. All right, to start it off, we got the Sparks going to Connecticut to face the best team in the league right now. And Vegas are saying it's gonna be another blowout. Seriously, these Suns blowouts are becoming a theme of this podcast. Right now, this game is set at a spread of 13.5 in favor of the Sun with a game total that is only 155.5. Wow. Very low total, but you got to love it since with a total that low on a two-game slate, you're almost automatically getting yourself a 10% discount if you're playing any of these players in GPP. When it comes to the spin-ups on this slate, is really just Hamby or Thomas. You could go with either one since they should have a ownership below 30%. But if I had to choose between one or the other, I would actually spend a little bit more to get Thomas on this slate. Then looking at the other players on the Suns, I probably will realistically go with either Breonna Jones or Dejounte Carrington. Either in GPP or cash, I don't mind either. When it comes to the Sparks, I really do think a few of these players will be in foul trouble. And in the recent games, at least, Jones and Carrington beginning to the line and connecting at the line as well. The other reason I like these two players in GPP or cash is Sparks. They turn over the ball a lot. And in the past few games, Jones or Carrington ended up with two or more steals. So I really don't mind playing one or the other. Jones is a little bit more expensive at 8K. Carrington is a little bit cheaper, 6'9". So I don't mind playing one. I don't think I'm going to be playing both. For cheaper options on the Sun side, I do feel like she will be a little bit too chalky for me. So I might just save her just for cash game. But Tiffany Mitchell, her role on this team, been pretty consistent. I thought it was going to take a little bit of a hit with the signing of Veronica Burton, but that was not the case. Real question is, how many three-pointers will they allow her to take? Sun's been avoiding taking a good amount of three-pointers, which kind of reduced the role that Tiffany Mitchell could really bring. But if you need a safe cash game for the 4K range, I really don't mind her. What I have my eyes on, though, is something that I love. You hear me talk about it all the time, these little revenge games. You know, I love them. We got Olivia Nelson-Nodota facing her old team. I know she didn't get much playing time, but she had a couple moments there. And I think of this blowout, she should be able to get 15, 18 minutes in this spot. So in a GPP play, I think I'm going to lean that route if I'm using a cheapy play on the Sun side. Now, the Sparks is kind of scary. I'm not going to lie. I really don't know how to really feel for the players on this side. I was looking at Rekia Jackson, but then I thought this ownership will be a little too high. So I might be more into her in props bet. So if you're able to see her points at around 12.5, I don't mind playing over on that because the minutes been very consistent. Even if a game is blowing out, I do believe she should be able to get 32 plus minutes in this spot since she does not fail. Really thought that was going to be a problem for her going into the league, but she was able to avoid that. So in your cash games, I really don't mind playing her. She is a little score independent, but lately she was able to get a few boards because they was playing her more as a four than a three. Of course, I need to talk about Derica Hamby. She will be pretty low owned. And I might not be going there, but if you're playing a GPP, I do feel like this is going to be the lowest owned 10K player on the slate. So it always gives you an edge to roster the lowest owned player in a GPP, since that could help you take down the slate. But I really don't see Hamby getting over 40 fantasy points in this spot. So unless you're playing a cash game and somehow save that 10K that you need for her, I don't see myself rostering her in this situation. Outside of that, Kia Nurse is priced very, very low on this slate. 4K range, definitely going to be a little chalky, but in cash or GPP, I really don't mind going there because I do feel like the role that she could have in this game should allow her to be on the floor for 25 or more minutes. Euro is also a possible GPP play, but I do feel like the price tag is a little bit too high for me to go that route. That's about it for the first game on the slate. So we're going to move into the game of the night. We have the Liberty heading all the way out to Phoenix to take on the Mercury, who've been looking like a brand new team ever since BG got back. Wow, they've been looking nice. Right now, even though they're home, Liberty are favorite to beat the Mercury by 6.5 points. But the total is 166.5. When it comes to Vandersloot, I really don't know. I'm just going to say she's still out because the reason she missed all these games already was personal reasons. And until I see her on the floor, I'm going to be considering her to be out, which going to make me take a stance on one of these two players, Breonna Stewart or Jonquel Jones. I need to admit, Jonquel been playing great. She's been playing extremely great, especially staying out of foul trouble playing the Aces on Saturday. But there's another player who's been dominant lately too, ever since she returned, and that's Brittany Grinder. And if you've seen her play, you know Grinder is very effective at doing one thing to interior players. And that's allowing her to get fouled in order to take free throws that she will hit. Now, if I had to choose between who will stay on the floor longer, Jones or Breonna Stewart, I'm going to take Stewart more times than that. So that's how I'm going to be attacking DFS. I will be heavy on Stewart in this matchup. It did not pay off for me against the Aces, but can't hit it right every day. So if I'm able to see Breonna Stewart fantasy points up to 45, maybe 44.5, I really don't mind taking the over on that.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Now, when it comes to Jonquel Jones, if you're able to see her points and rebounds at 20 cents or higher, be happy to take the under on that. I don't mind doing that. Outside of that, Sabrina Ionescu, I do think will be pretty chalky. Definitely going to be a cash game play, but I don't think you will need to go there. I do understand it, but I really don't think you need to go there in GPPs. That's a player you can fade. If you want some exposure to backcourt players on the Liberty, Phoebic is 5K. I think her ownership should be lower than Caleb Thornton. I do feel like that would be the bigger ownership name. So in CAS or GPP, I like Phoebic the better option than Caleb Thornton. Now for the Mercury side. I mentioned BG's been hot lately. Definitely going to be a popular pick. Definitely going to be somebody you could play in cash games, but I'm not going to touch her in GPPs. I'm going to stay away from Brittany Griner in GPPs. Even if this game total does hit, even if this game stay competitive, I feel like I will get more fantasy points out of Breonna Stewart than I would BG. So on the Phoenix side, I'm looking more at either using Kalia Copper or Natasha Cloud. Cloud might be the better cash play because the ownership should be a little bit higher on her. But Hooper is in a nice little spot. Don't get me wrong. She should still come with about 15 to 20% ownership. But in this game total, she could be the highest scoring player on the Phoenix side. Since over her career, Brittany Griner wasn't the most consistent rebounder in the league, and her rebounds have been pretty consistent as of late. So I do see that dropping down a little bit and giving rebounds boosts to a few other players on these teams. So Cloud, if you're able to see your rebounds and assists at a nice little 11.5, 12.5, I don't mind running that either. But that's nothing I'm going to lock into the third. Budget-wise, it's hard on the Phoenix side. Ever since BG came back, it was really hard to find a budget option that I like. But if I had to pick one, Sutton has the ability to get you around 20 fantasy points against this team. My only problem is her usage rating been a little bit lower than I expected with BG on the floor. So that risk might make me fade away from actually using that because that floor kind of scares me a little bit. But definitely a run if you're running multiple lines in a GPP. Outside of that, to recap the props, if you're able to see Jonquel Jones points and rebounds at 26 or higher, don't mind running the under on that. If you're able to see Breonna Stewart's fantasy points at 45 or lower, don't mind running the over on that. And if you're able to see Rekia Jackson points at 12.5 or lower, don't mind playing the over on that. Outside of that, you can find me on Twitter at OrangeDFS. Always willing to talk about basketball. We got the NBA draft coming up. We got some EuroLeague moves happening right now. And of course, we got this WNBA season to continue talking about. So, when it comes to your props, hopefully you're able to take down all of them. Go perfect 3 for 3. When it comes to your contest, hopefully you're able to take that down. And outside of that, till next time.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.